Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
It is time to mix music and politics. We've been hearing all week how the political end is nigh for Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer. It hasn't happened yet, let me tell you, but more on that later. But to make sure that we're ready for all of this, Ed Smith is here from Go Loud to bring us through some of the best goodbye songs.
I suggested this, I think, to your producer, Dee, on Monday. I was fully expecting that by the time I came on to talk about goodbye songs that... But he's hanging on.
He is hanging on.
For now.
Until when, I don't know.
We don't know. Maybe even during the segment he might go. But anyway, so goodbye songs, Claire.
Sad songs.
Sad songs, poignant songs. But you know, we all have them in our canons. Starting off 1967. I will say something controversial now for people out there. Hold on to your jambons. Because I feel that a lot of this, not more songs that people are willing to admit by the Beatles are not very good, right? They have what I call their children's canon.
You're in so much trouble.
Oobla-dee, oobla-da is... It's a child song, and I would count the song we're going to start with on our little trip through goodbye tunes from 1967, a non-album single. They were very good for these as well.
Can I just stop you there for 1 second? The WhatsApp number, if you want to respond to that, is 087-1400-106. Carry on, Ed.
Let it be stated that they changed music forever, the greatest of all, but they have a lot of dreadful songs. Anyway, so Magical Mystery Tour era, not maybe their most lauded era of music, but Paul McCartney, as was his wont, full of tunage, was sat at his piano and he said to his assistants, I'm going to say a word and you say the opposite. And he started plinking plonking onto the piano, and this happened, unfortunately. But this actually, to kind of further the controversy on this, the A side that was proposed for this single was going to be I Am the Walrus by John Lennon, a far superior tune. But no, McCartney won the war, much to John Lennon's fury. And out of this, we got this from 1967 from the Beatles, Hello Goodbye.
Yes.
Nothing about music, right?
It's catchy.
That's fine it's to me. What's wrong?
It's fine. It's just about fine. Oobla-dee, oobla-da to me, please. If I ever have to do a feature on this that features that song, I'm going to walk out of the studio.
Let's do that.
But the Beatles,
week.
The greatest of all time.
Let's do that.
So we're going to 1975 next. Speaking of children's songs, Paul Simon would sing a little tune to his little boy at that time, Harper, and he would sing just a rhyming tune. I think people maybe are guessing where we're going with this. A little how do, and he'd rhyme up these little things, and out of that came out one of the greatest songs from one of the most incredible canons of music of all time, Mr. Paul Simon's. So we're going back to 1975.
I'm glad you like this, because I think this is great.
This is wonderful, because what it is, it starts, the choruses on this versus the verses are, there's a lot of poignancy and sadness, and then he kicks into the kind of, into the chorus, and it's very jolly and kind of like, I'm grand, you're leaving, this is how you leave. So going 1975, of course, Paul Simon's brilliant, and this is very well known, of course, for the legendary Steve Gadd on drums here, his military style drums on this, which he came up with in the corridor outside the studio while he's waiting to go in. I love those stories. Anyway, this is 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, Paul Simon.
At the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me.
All I could hear there was Steve's drums.
Oh, there's the drill.
Incredible.
Yeah, little military. Yeah, it feels like a little march because he's marching out the door. I think that's what they're going for there.
So now we're going to imagine when we hear this, this is Dolly
of course,
giving it away. Yeah. But Let's imagine Andy Burnham singing this to Keir Starmer sometime tomorrow.
In his thick Mancunian accent. So look, the story behind this, just as fascinating and brilliant as the song, Porter Wagoner was a big deal, a big wheel in the country music TV scene. There's a lot of country music television back in the 60s and 70s in America, and he had a TV show that was hugely popular. He took on this young ingenue, 18, 19 at the time, young Dolly Parton, as he took her under his wing. They developed a relationship beyond the cameras. What was happening then is Dolly Parton was so charismatic and so brilliant that she maybe kind of started taking some of the attention, some of the shine off Porter Wagoner's cowboy boots. He didn't like it. So he actually let her go from the show. And they couldn't. She said, look, I can't do this anymore. We're fighting the whole time. I've outgrown you. It's time to go. She wrote this song to say goodbye to him on the same day that she wrote Jolene.
Oh, she's incredible.
So we're going back to 1974. And a little interesting fact about this is that Elvis wanted to record this and release it. But Colonel Tom Parker, being Colonel Tom Parker, wanted 50%. And Dolly went, even at that age, at that stage of her career, went, no. And she held out.
Could we love her anymore?
She held out for the Bodyguard soundtrack and has made countless mm-hmm. millions. Anyway, she's one of the greats. And here it is from 74. Heartbreak, I Will Always Love You.
And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love, and I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
The greatest.
Can't sing along to that either.
I can't. She's so
as
good.
As per our she conversation
greatest,
last week.
And I wish her all the best in her health struggles
very
at the moment.
High. Okay, now, messages coming in about
no,
the Beatles.
No.
Absolutely agree.
Oh.
The Beatles' early stuff was pop rock and not very good. Another one. Thank God someone finally spoke the truth about the Beatles. They're the favourite group of people who know nothing about music but wanted to be in the cool conversation in the kitchen at the student party, says Colin.
What I'm saying is...
clarify.
The Beatles have more bad songs than people are willing to admit. Their good ones are great.
Yes, but some
but
awful
there are
stuff.
Some dreadful songs on those albums.
Another listener went to see Paul McCartney in the RDS about 20 years ago. The only song I didn't enjoy was Obla Dee. However,
I was there.
The elderly man in front of me was dancing his shoulders to it.
It's a children's song, that's fine.
And
you know, it's like Yellow Submarine and all that.
I was never a Wings fan, this listener goes on to say, but I thoroughly enjoyed all of the songs that he did last night, apart from Obla Dee.
I'm correct.
Okay, let's go back then to our goodbye songs.
1996.
And we're going really into the cheese now, aren't we?
We're getting into funereal songs, I think. This has been the last song played at many a funeral over the many years it has been released. Andrea Bocelli, of course. This is actually released by him as a solo record. Didn't do particularly well. He teamed up there with Sarah Brightman. There's a boxing element to the success of this story. There's a very famous and well-known German boxer by the name of Henry Maske. It was his last fight, hugely popular at home and in and around Europe. He lost the fight, unfortunately, which added to the poignancy. And he gave a little speech in the ring. It's on YouTube. It's actually quite sad. He's quite emotional. And then he kind of says, thank you very much. I have really enjoyed my time. You are very good.
That was a really good effort there.
Dankeschön. And sorry, German listeners.
I'm getting in so much trouble here today.
They swell up with the time to say goodbye. And it actually is a very beautiful moment. But look, the originals... version of this, the Italian is Con te partiro. Again, I'm offending any Italian listeners now, so I apologies for that. But that means I will go with you, but it didn't have the same ring to it as time to say goodbye. So since I'm going with you, actually, do you know what? You can go off. You can go yourself. So a typical Italian flight, like, no, it's okay, I'm going to come with you.
Totally
no.
confused. The boxing, the Germans, the Italians.
I've just added a lot of context.
What's going on?
But listen, let's just listen to it and have a little tear, a quiet tear to ourselves.
I'm too say goodbye, paesi che non ho mai veduto e vissuto con te, adesso sì li vivrò con te.
Opera?
Popper, yeah, it kind of gave birth to the popper form at the time.
Would you have it at your funeral?
No. I'd climb out. I would claw my way out. And do you know what? I know what's going to happen. You'll be there and you'll play oobla-dee-oobla-da.
I think I will, as the curtains close. You know.
You'll just hear this.
Bye-bye, Ed.
No!
No, he's back!
No!
Play the right song.
The Beatles.
Let him go.
So look, it's been nicely segued into our final goodbye song, 1997. This, for anyone that maybe featured this in their graduation, this would have been a very popular one for people leaving school. Has that kind of teen angsty feel to it. Of course, we're talking about Green Day, written by Billy Joe Armstrong. Actually, there's a bitterness to this. If you listen to hear the story here, you'll hear the bitterness then. I hope I don't ruin it for you. But Billy Joe Armstrong's girlfriend at the time was moving to Ecuador for an extended period. He was doing his best to be going, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy for you. That's great. So he wrote this song and his real feelings, as is often the case really with men, he wasn't best pleased for it. He was in a right sulk about it. And he says, good riddance. I hope you have the time of your life. You know, go on, have a great time. Good riddance. I don't care. I'm fine. Clearly not, Billy. You've just written an entire song about it.
He didn't want to keep the relationship,
so
did he?
So this is what the song is based on. And this is, again, for many people out there, it's going to bring back many Leaving Cert memories as well. This is, of course, from 1997. Oh, just a little fact as well. If you hear the original recording of this, is on the album as well. He stops it twice, starts it twice. And they've left the F-bomb. He can't get the chords right at the beginning. And he goes, F. And he does again, he makes another mistake, and then he kicks into it in earnest. And they decided, I think, rather nicely to keep that in. So you'll hear that at the beginning. You won't hear it here because he says the F word. But from 1997, this is Time of Your Life, Good Riddance.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
I wonder, did they ever get back together, stay together? We don't know that, do we? I doubt it.
I don't know how she would have reacted to hearing that in Ecuador when she touched down. She goes, oh, Billy wrote a song about you.
Don't know how
riddance.
I feel about this, she would think. what's the connection to Seinfeld?
Seinfeld, yes. Any Seinfeld fans out there will know, of course, that this was used in the series finale of Seinfeld in 1998, just a year after its release, watched by nigh on 76 million people.
Incredible.
That's when people watch television to that extent. So this has a really strong connection to one of the greatest sitcoms of all time. And I think it'll live forever. I hope I haven't ruined it for people by giving the kind of slightly small man bitterness undercurrent that gave it to us in the first place.
I hope I'm not going to ruin your day now with this message from a listener who says criticising the Beatles is such a trend these days. Anyone who says they aren't great has no clue about music. Ed Smith,
they are great.
Music expert.
They are one of the greatest, if arguably one of the greatest, most influential bands of all time.
You did say
who
that.
Also recorded some dreadful songs.
You did say. You said all of that. And Margaret says, if you were a child in the 60s, hearing the Beatles kid pop on the radio was the first time you could think of radio as something other than the news. And I assume 100%. She's telling us that there was great joy there as well.
Absolutely, 100%. Kid pop. There you go.
Yeah, we might do Beatles appreciation morning the next time you're in. Ed, thanks so much. Ed Smith from Go Loud.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.